Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of academia.edu, and today I'm diving into a fascinating paper by Ruku Ayanson called Te Putama o Te Ora, Navigating Wants and Needs, Desire, Sufficiency, and Self-Determination. I want to remind you right off the bat, I'm here to explore, share, and question the ideas in this paper, not to endorse any of its claims. Academic research offers perspectives, not final answers. So let's stay curious together. So what's the core issue this paper tackles? It's that age-old confusion between what we want and what we need, and how modern life, especially in consumer cultures, keeps blurring those boundaries. Why does this even matter? Well, the paper argues when wants get mistaken for needs, it can mess with everything from our personal well-being to our finances, to relationships, and even our spiritual sense of self. Imagine constantly chasing desires thinking they're necessities. Yikes, right? It's like living in a state of permanent insufficiency. And according to Ruku Ayanson, that confusion isn't accidental. It's partly manufactured by society, by marketing, by, you know, all that external noise. A key point here is the critique of the frameworks many of us already know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs and Dacey and Ryan's self-determination theory. These models are deeply rooted in Western individualist thinking, focusing on personal achievement or motivation as the pathway to fulfillment. But Ayanson goes, wait, what if that doesn't fit everyone? What if it misses the mark for folks whose culture is more collective or interconnected? For example, in many indigenous cultures, needs aren't just personal, they're relational, cultural, and spiritual. The paper draws especially on the Te Putama o Te Ora, or TPO for short, a Maori wellness framework that centers well-being in web-like reciprocal relationships instead of ladders or pyramids. Now, before I get too deep, here's a quick tangent. Have you ever tried tidying up your house thinking if you just buy that one perfect storage box, you'll finally feel organized, only to find a week later the chaos is back and honestly you just have more boxes? Maybe it's just me, but sometimes what we think we want is really standing in for some deeper need. Like, what we really long for is calm or control, not just a tidier shelf. Anyway, back on track. So the paper's key finding is that persistent wants often hide beneath them a real unmet need. Surface wants, like chasing an expensive brand, or craving constant busyness, or striving for the perfect body, aren't shallow or pointless, but can represent attempts to fill gaps like belonging, safety, or self-acceptance. And here's the kicker. TPO encourages us not to scold ourselves or others for these wants, but to ask, what is this want doing for me? Is there an unmet need underneath? The framework even offers three super practical questions for reflection. One, what happens if I don't have this? Am I actually harmed or just inconvenienced? Two, would any version of this satisfy me, or is it only this specific thing? Three, is this urgent or can it wait? Questions like that can help both individuals and actually wellness practitioners better distinguish genuine needs from conditioned or marketed wants. But TPO doesn't stop there. It says needs are relational obligations, not just personal gaps. Within Maori thinking, needs are attached to our place in a network. Our family, community, land, ancestors, and spiritual connections all feed into what we need to thrive. It also highlights cultural needs for things like language, customs, land, spiritual practice as just as real and important as food and shelter, something a lot of mainstream frameworks miss entirely. What does all this mean for you, for us? Well, one big takeaway is that finding clarity about your genuine needs, really knowing them, trusting them, isn't just a self-help trick. It can be an act of self-determination, maybe even a form of resistance, especially if you live in a world, as Ayanson puts it, that profits from you feeling always lacking, always in search of more. The goal here is not to live in self-denial, permanently cutting out all pleasures or wants, but to distinguish enrichment from desperation, to reach a state where your needs are met and your wants, well, they're just additions, not substitutions for wholeness. So let's wrap up. Again, I'm not advocating wholesale for TPO or any framework. This is about exposure to ideas. Academic papers like Ayanson's invite us to lift the hood on everyday questions. What do I really need? Where did this want honestly come from? Sometimes, as this work suggests, getting curious about our motivations is itself a step toward well-being. Academic research isn't ultimate truth, but a springboard for thought. Thanks for joining me on this episode of In Depth with Academia. Until next time, keep asking, keep exploring, and don't take anything, including me, as gospel truth. Have a great week.